I didn't have to look at her to know what was on her mind. She had been thinking about it since the moment we set foot on the plane. I noticed how she bit her bottom lip, her teeth nipping at the flesh as she fought the need to ask the question that had burned her tongue for hours. I was surprised she had lasted this long. But the second we landed in New York, the uncertainty and fear had gotten the better of her.
Where will we be staying?
I got up and shrugged into my suit jacket. Don't worry, Mila.
Are you?
Her throat bobbed as she swallowed hard.
Are you going to?
You know. I leaned down and placed my hands on either side of her, cocooning her in and crowding her by bringing my face inches from hers. I'd be lying if I said the thought hadn't crossed my mind. It would be fucking biblical if our story had gone full circle by returning to the place where it all began. I stroked a finger down her jaw. Problem is, I'm trying not to be a dick, and to take you back to the hotel where I killed your so-called friend and kidnapped you without an ounce of remorse. Now, that would make me a dick, wouldn't it? Her emerald stare was fixed on mine, a blatant refusal to show I intimidated her. But from the corner of my eye, I noticed the subtle movement of her hand, gently palming her stomach. It amazed me how we had just found out about her being pregnant, and her instinct to protect our unborn child had already jumped into gear. I watched as her plump, rosy lips parted.
Forgive me if I'm not foolish enough to put anything past you.
You still don't trust me. It wasn't a question, yet her narrowed eyes gave me an answer. I smirked and pulled away, buttoning my suit jacket as I straightened. To answer your question, no. We won't be staying at the hotel where Brad's blood has stained the carpet. Now come. I held out my hand to her. We have a car waiting for us. Her hand was warm and inviting as she placed it in my palm, her eyes never leaving mine.
Where are we staying?
You'll see.
Surely you know by now that I have a natural aversion to secrecy.
She shrugged.
And lies.
I broadened my shoulders and pinned her with my stare. Walk, Mila.
Fine.
She huffed and turned before making her way down the aisle toward the exit. For a moment, I allowed myself to appreciate her sleek, firm calves, which looked equally inviting in flat shoes as they did in heels. The short navy blue romper she wore had the naked skin of her thighs, teasing me the entire fucking flight as she crossed and uncrossed her legs multiple times. There was only one thing that stopped me from fucking her in the shower with her hands tied to the rings I had installed for just that purpose. And that was the life growing inside her. As much as I wanted to see her face as the rapture of pleasure and pain ripped her body to shreds, her being pregnant trumped every other feeling or desire I had. It was a motherfucking game changer. And once again, I found myself in uncharted waters with this woman. It was amazing how absolutely nothing went according to plan ever since she stepped off that goddamn elevator in sneakers and a Lakers t-shirt. Yet here I was, utterly consumed by her. And if I was honest with myself, I wouldn't change a goddamn thing. Except one. One tiny little thing. A three-sentence clause in her biological father's last will and testament. Something I should have shared with her the moment James discovered it. Something I can now no longer tell her, because if I did, she'd run from me again. And there would be no amount of money or bullets that would let me find her this time. She'd make sure of it.